Hi, this is Krishna Day of bizgrowthnews.com, and I'm just here catching up with a colleague of mine, Ian Dodson of Web Kitchen. And Ian and I, of course, because I got my iPhone this week, have been talking iPhone even before we get into the meeting. Now, he is an absolute iPhone enthusiast. I remember having dinner a few weeks ago with Ian and telling me all about his iPhone app. So I've just asked you, Ian, if you can talk me through your favourite iPhone apps and for our listeners here.
Sure, absolutely. Well, first of all, welcome to the dark side, Krishna. That's the first thing I have to say. Finally seen the merits of the Jesus phone, as we call it. I am one of those sad people, unfortunately, who's pretty obsessed with it because I think it's a fairly game-changing piece of technology. My favourite iPhone apps are a mixture of kind of personal and business things. And I've downloaded a lot. I've probably downloaded maybe 40, 50 apps over the past couple of months. Some end up going five screens down, never used again, and some kind of tend to stick at the top. The ones that I like the most are radio. There's, you know, several radio apps, and I listen to NPR in the US and BBC World Service and a whole bunch of other things, Irish radio stations too. So doing a simple search for radio on the App Store will bring up a variety of different applications. A couple of other ones that I find fantastic, time savers as such, is one called BC Reader, and it's a business card reader that allows you to shoot a photo of a business card, and then it scans the details into your contacts database. So that's an absolute must for anybody who's constantly getting business cards shoved into their hands. After that, it's a kind of a mixed bag, I suppose, all the usual social media things and stuff like that. One of the things I'm investigating and playing around with at the moment is video and video podcasting. And there's two apps I would definitely draw people's attention to. One is Reel Director. That's R-E-E-L Director. And it allows you to merge video clips on your iPhone and actually edit them. It takes editing way beyond the regular iPhone video editing, and really is fantastic. You can put in comments at the start and credits at the end and things like that. So brilliant for uploading to YouTube and stuff like that. The other thing I'm just playing with at the moment is the Ustream, both the Ustream viewer and the Ustream broadcaster. And this is, I think, where the iPhone is going in terms of video. Ustream allows you to stream live video from your iPhone over either Wi-Fi or a 3G network and broadcast it live on the web. So I think we're going to see a lot of that happening, I think, in the coming months. So yeah, that's it. I'm a bit of a nutcase for space, so I have the NASA application as well, and I watch live video from the space shuttle, which really scares the living daylights out of me, because, you know, the idea that I'm sitting here on Earth watching what a guy is doing, you know, 60 or 70 kilometers up in the sky is a bit freaky. But there you go, that's my thoughts on the iPhone apps anyway.
There were a couple of other things that you mentioned which I think might be helpful for our listeners. One was you have something there for analytics as well, don't you?
I do. I have an analytics app, and it's literally just to do a search for analytics. There's several of them there, and it allows you to just get a glimpse of all of your high-level stats in analytics. There's a couple of new apps there as well. Again, a search in analytics will reveal them, and you can go into various depths in terms of the things that you're watching in analytics. So yeah, definitely well worth. We have several customers who, when we're on the road, we want to see someone appears on the radio or TV, and we want to look at the spikes, and they're looking for instant feedback. So it's great just to be able to lash in and give them a kind of a top level view of what people are doing. So yeah, definitely analytics is a good way to go.
And because you guys do a lot of work in terms of developing websites, I mean, that's part of what you do, along with running the Digital Marketing Institute, which is how you and I know each other. You're big Mac users, or you personally are?
Yeah, I've definitely been a Mac user for a few years, and a kind of a Mac family as well. Mm. And in the business, slowly but surely, we've come across, because I suppose at the end of the day, everything that we do from our business point of view, we don't have software stored on computers, we don't have servers in the office, everything's in the cloud. So what we really need is connectivity and reliability. So connectivity is through any decent Wi-Fi connection and a web browser. So we use Google applications to run the business. So it's all about just access through a browser. And after that, it's about reliability. And unfortunately, through several nightmare scenarios with laptops and PCs, we paid the extra money to go Mac laptops, and we just never seen the blue screen of death again. So we just can't beat it for reliability.
You know? Which then brings me briefly, as we've got only a few seconds left, to that other app that you mentioned, which sounds like it's worth exploring. Simplicity
again, I suppose. We know several companies that have servers in their office where they're sharing files, and what we've done is we've gone with the cloud. So Simplicity allows us to put files in the cloud and access them through the iPhone.
Brilliant. Ian, just remind us how to get in contact with you.
Sure, it's digitalmarketinginstitute.ie or ian@webkitchen.ie.
thanks so much.